The odds of survival just got better for the North Atlantic right whale. It's the rarest species of whale in the world. Fewer than 400 now live off the east coast of North America. Through the 90s, more of these whales died than were born. This week, an unusual group of right whale advocates took steps to change that. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Humans began hunting the fat, black, 40 to 50-foot North Atlantic right whale at least 600 years ago. When the Mayflower reached the east coast in 1620, the right whale was already all but extinct. 382 years later, this species has not come close to rebounding. Right whale expert Moira Brown of the Center for Coastal Studies in Massachusetts says nobody knows precisely why, but in general, it's obvious.
This is an urban whale. You know, it's trying to make a living in a busy coastal environment of the eastern seaboard.
The North Atlantic right whale shares much of its habitat with sharks, tugboats, fishing vessels, trash barges, container ships, and the U.S. Navy. It's probable that all of these have killed a few whales, mostly by accident. But Brown says these accidents are not the real threat to the survival of the right whale. She says the real threat is a pair of dotted lines that cut across a critical whale feeding zone in the Bay of Fundy. The lines mark the boundaries of one of the world's biggest shipping channels.
The middle of the bay, deep water, greatest distance from shore, and they're running supertankers up through there. Over the years, while we've been out photographing right whales in the summertime doing our research there, we'd see these big ships going by.
If these big ships leave the channel, they face international sanctions. Brown became convinced that this was bad for the right whale in the 1990s when she found some carcasses with telltale wounds.
One animal had a deep gash. Another animal, for example, had a bruise that was 18 feet long. These kind of blunt trauma or injuries couldn't be caused by anything else other than ships.
After scientists with the New England Aquarium did some more research, Brown and a group of colleagues decided to ask the International Maritime Organization to come to the rescue of the right whale by moving the shipping channel over a few miles. At the time, the IMO had never redrawn its lines to benefit a rare animal. Now they have, thanks in part to the efforts of the Irving Oil Company, a privately held Canadian firm that runs its tankers up and down this channel all the time. John Logan, the former manager of Irving Oil's tanker fleet, says he signed on to help after checking with local fishermen.
They had to buy in, so we made sure that we weren't sort of shutting down an entire fishing industry. And also we had to go historically through the data and make sure that the whales just weren't in that spot last year, and we'd have to move the lanes every year because that'd be impossible because the charts just couldn't be updated that fast.
There is one more mystery worth mentioning here. According to Karen Barragona of the World Wildlife Fund, nobody knows exactly why a 50-foot whale can't just get out of the way of a giant supertanker. She does have a theory, however.
It's like when I'm walking my dog and she knows the cars are coming, she hears the cars coming, she sees the cars coming, but for all the world, she doesn't seem to care. As she'd like to just run out in the middle of the street, she doesn't seem to perceive the car as a threat. And I think it could be similar with right whales.
The change takes effect in 6 months. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.